الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and all glory is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and salutations and peace and blessings be upon our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his noble family and illustrious companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, may Allah Azza wa Jal accept our attendance here today on Jumu'ah, and may Allah Azza wa Jal raise us all together, united with the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, and enter us into the gardens of paradise. Allahumma ameen. Previously on Jumu'ah, we began our discussion on Zan, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most belovedly addresses us by saying, Ya ayyuha allazeena amanu, that those who believe, my beloved people, the way that you keep away from gambling, the way that you keep away from alcohol, the way that you keep away from killing and all of the other things that I have prohibited, I also want you to avoid and keep away from this particular ailment of the heart, this destruction of the society with zan. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن, because it leads towards suspicion, and that suspicion which is unfounded mostly leads towards rumors, which leads towards gossip and leads towards the destruction of your heart and also the destruction of society. So this su'u zan is something that we must all be extremely careful in our lifetime, whether we have this assumption of our family or our friends, or many assumptions, negative assumptions of our leaders, our ulama. And as I mentioned, even certain people had this negative assumption of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when they assumed, wrongfully so, in the incident of the ifk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exonerated her. But had they not assumed in a wrongful manner, but assumed the best of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, then perhaps this whole scenario would have been completely missed. Nevertheless, this was a lesson by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us all. And even assumptions were placed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. When the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he married Sayyida Safiya. And after marrying her, he was stood by her outside his home. Outside his home, but it was dark, so it was post-Isha, and he was with his wife, Sayyida Safiya, outside his home, but it was dark. And some companions walked by the Prophet ﷺ, and they saw and they recognized him, but they did not recognize Sayyida Safiya. Immediately the Prophet ﷺ knew. He knew what insan and the fitrat of insan is. So he called out to the Sahaba and he said, it is me, your messenger, and this is my wife, Sayyida Safiya, so that he could prevent any negative assumptions even entering into their mind, let alone entering into their heart. And do you know what their response was? Their response was, Ya Rasulullah, we wouldn't ever assume anything negative about you. But the Prophet ﷺ said that إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَجْرِي, that the shaitan, he runs through your veins. And this is very easy for a person to see in the middle of the night when things are obscure and not clear, and then to assume, oh, I saw him with another woman or a lady, and X, Y, and Z. So zan, su'u zan, negative assumptions are extremely destructive. It is a disease of the heart as well as the disease of the mind. And if our default assumptions about people are negative, then know that we only reflect what is within our heart, and we need to do something about that. So inshallah, today we will conclude very quickly su'u zan, and then move on to husnu zan, which I mentioned that inshallah we'll do today. So all of us have traveled within our lifetime. We traveled here today within our vehicles, And most of us have traveled on aeroplanes throughout the world. We've all traveled. Some of us are frequent and some of us are not so frequent. But has any one of you ever, when they've traveled in a plane, went to the flight attendant, the air hostess, and said, "I would like to go and meet the pilot"? And she would ask, "Why?" And you would reply that, "I want to know, where did this pilot graduate from? I want to know what his aviation degree is. I want to know how many years he has flown, how many air miles has he accumulated in his lifetime. And I also want to know whether this pilot that is taking us today on this journey, whether he drank any alcohol before coming here today. I want to know that he is mentally and intellectually and physically fit to fly this plane." The reality is, none of us do that. Not one person ever in their lifetime has ever gone on any flight and said any of these things to the air hostess. We enter the plane with a smile and we start looking for our seats. That's what we do. Why? Because we have husnul zan. We have husnul zan, a positive assumption, mindset, and trust in a complete stranger, a pilot that you may never see. You don't know whether they are qualified or not, especially if you look at the Pakistani pilots. You don't know whether they're qualified or not. You don't know, but what you do have is husnul zan in that stranger, in that individual. We trust that stranger with our lives. And we foremost trust that stranger with the lives of our children and our family members. We have so much trust that when we're in that plane, 35,000 feet above, almost 10 kilometers in the sky, we fall asleep like a baby. We chill out and we relax and we have no qualms or worries or concerns about the pilot. Why? Because we have this husnul zan, this positive assumption and thought about the pilot that he or she will get me to my destination in a safe and secure manner. This is what we call husnul zan bin nas. The positive assumptions that we have, the good opinion, the benefit of the doubt that we give to those people. But ask yourself this question today here. How much husnul zan do you have billah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We might all default say, "Yes, yes, I have great husnul zan in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." But the reality is our actions often speak the opposite of having a positive assumption of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla in the hadith al-Qudsi, he mentions to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, قَالَ تَعَالَى أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي إِنْ ظَنَّ بِي خَيْرًا فَلَهُ وَإِنْ ظَنَّ شَرًّا فَلَهُ. But I am, this is Allah Azza wa Jalla stating, whatever my servant assumes of me. If he assumes good about me, then that is what he shall receive from me. And if he assumes evil, then that is what he shall receive. So our zan upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should always by default be positive. Just the way our zan in people should also be positive as well. But if the majority of our assumptions about people are negative, then know that this will trickle into your mindset of how you assume things about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that we need to really discuss today. Why? Because what you assume from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what you shall receive. Allah azza wa jalla is al-kareem. You will get his generosity and benevolence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghani and you will receive his treasures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor and rahim and muqsit and razzaq and hadi falah. You will receive what you assume from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us from the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam that on the day of Qiyamah he will order two servants of his, two believers of his to enter into hell as a punishment. And when one of them stands on the precipice of the fire, just at the edge of the fire, he will turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, "Ya Rabbi, that I had a good opinion and a good assumption of you. Whereupon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will smile and say, bring him back, for I am as my servant thinks of me. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that individual who's just on the edge of entering into the fire of hell, because he has a good zan billah. Even on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoorul raheem. Once the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that, last night I saw something astonishing. I saw a man from my nation standing upon the sirat, trembling like a palm leaf in the wind, when suddenly his good opinion, his husn zan billah, came over him and he stopped trembling, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calmed him and allowed him to pass the sirat and enter into the gardens of paradise. So husn zan is not only effective in the dunya, but also it will help you in the hereafter. However, if you have su'u zan billah, which many people in the world do, they do think negatively of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or any other deity that they believe in. If you have su'u zan and only assume negativity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is al-qahhar, he is the dominator and he dominates me in all of my affairs and I can't succeed in anything. If you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the khafid, the one who reduces you in all of your affairs, if you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assume that he is the muakhir, the one who delays things in your life, or the mani', the one who prevents things in your life, fala, then this is what you will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, he has his asma and he has his safat, and there is a balance between the jalal and the jamal, but we as Muslims, as true believers, always have husn zan billah in a positive way and not in a negative way. Husn zan billah will help you navigate your life's ups and downs, just the way the pilot enables you to navigate through the storms and through the turbulence and ups and downs to get you through to your destination. So imagine you got a chance to actually speak to the pilot, and you went into the cockpit and you said, excuse me sir, you're not flying until you tell me which route you are taking today. I want to know. I want you to show me the safety certificate of this particular airline, especially if it's a Pakistani airline. I want you to show me the certificate. I want you to show me whether you have enough fuel here in your particular aeroplane. Imagine you said that. And the pilot in response, he says to you, but do you have an aviation degree? Are you a pilot? Where did you qualify from? Where did you study? And you respond, no, I don't have any of those things. Then you'd think, how obnoxious, how insecure, and how facetious, how ridiculous is this individual, that he has no true understanding of the aeroplane itself, or what it requires to fly the aeroplane, that he's asking me all of these things because he does not have husn zan with the pilot itself. So the reality is, we do not behave like this ever with the pilot, but we should also never behave like this with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason why I say that is because people say, ya Allah, why did you appoint this route for me in my life? I'm going through so many difficulties in my health, in my wealth, in my children, in my provisions, in my business. Ya Allah, why am I on this route that you have chosen for me? We challenge, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not have husn zan billah, that Allah knows best, that Allah knows which route is the best for us, just the way that pilot knows how to navigate what route is best for us. Do you say, ya Allah, I pray, and I fast, and I give my zakah, ya Allah, why are these things still happening to me? People say this. I give my zakah, I do my salah, I do this, but still all of these things are happening to me. Brother, sister, have husn zan billah. Whatever has come to you, know that it is best for you. Know that the one who has sent it to you is the one who is in control of all journeys, the all-knowing, the all-powerful, the all-able, and the all-in-control. This is what we need to inculcate within our hearts, this positivity in all of our affairs, through the highs and through the lows, through the ease and through the difficulty, through sickness, through health, through poverty and success and wealth. Always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and smile and have a positive assumption in Allah azza wa jal, and know that whatever has come your way is the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now today inshallah very quickly give you some examples of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam and how their level of husnul zan was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi as-salam, as you know, his whole community, they started gathering wood, firewood, and they dug a huge pit and they collected firewood for an entire month. And then they kindled the blazing fire which grew to great heights. What did they do after that? They threw Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam into that fire. And as Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was falling into that fire, the only thing that he uttered from his mouth was, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. He is the best one to put my complete trust in. He could have assumed, Ya Allah, I'm doing this for you. Ya Allah, you know, I'm spreading the Nabuwa for you. I'm spreading the Deen for you. Look at what these people are doing. Ya Allah, what have you put me in? What predicament have you put me in? But he didn't say or assume any of these negative things about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just said, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Why? What does that mean? He had husnul zan billah. He had a positive assumption, a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that husnul zan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرَدٌ وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded that same blazing fire to be cool and peaceful and calm around Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why? Because he had a husnul zan billah, and Allah Ta'ala fulfilled that husnul zan. And said, I will protect you. Carry on, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam again, when he dropped his wife, Sayyida Hajar, with his son in the barren, desolate area of Makkatul Mukarramah. She asked him that, why are you leaving us here? Having this conversation with her husband. She asked him once, he did not reply. She asked him a second time, again he did not reply. And then a third time, then he turned around. And she asked him one last time, did Allah Azza wa Jal order you to do this? Allahu amaraka bihada. And his only reply was, Na'am, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered me to do this. And then, do you know what Sayyidah Hajar said at that point? Look at husnul zan that she had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَتْ إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not disappoint us. If Allah has ordered you, I have this husnul zan billah. I have this great and positive opinion in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know that Allah azza wa jal will not desert us. And He will take care of us, which He did. When the water, the Zamzam came forth, and then they lived there. And look at how generations upon generations have been going there because of that husnul zan billah that that lady had, that Allah will never disappoint them. Again, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he became extremely close to his son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, but the order came from Allah azza wa jal to sacrifice and to slaughter his own son. Imagine the husnul zan of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam for his most dearest son. He had him at a very, very late age in his life. He was extremely close to his son. Imagine what you would assume if somebody came to you and said, go and slaughter your son. Go and sacrifice your son. What would your assumption be of that individual saying that particular statement? Ibrahim alayhi salam receives that command from Allah azza wa jal, but he has husnul zan billah. So Ismail alayhi salam, he, like his father, has great husnul zan billah. And he says to him, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ. Do whatever you have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't turn to say to his father and say, are you crazy? Do you know what you're saying? Or does Allah know what he's saying? No. He had husnul zan with his father. He had husnul zan billahi azza wa jal. He assumed great and positive things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew that Allah azza wa jal would only do good for him. And this is why Allah azza wa jal mentions, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِزِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala substituted the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and with a ram from the heavens. Why? Because of the husn al-zan billahi azza wa jal. What a great family of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, who showcased the great husn al-zan that we should all have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the life of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, an 85-year-old man with an 80-year-old woman, and they wanted to conceive naturally. Imagine if you collected all of the doctors in the world today, you have some doctors present, and said to them, there's an 85-year-old man and an 80-year-old woman, a woman who's been barren her entire life, they want to conceive naturally, they'll say, it's impossible. But no, look at the husn al-zan of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he turns to him and says, وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي آقِرًا فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. But Ya Allah, I know that my wife is barren, but I want you to give me a son, an heir. I have husn al-zan, I have a good opinion and assumption in you. Ya Allah, you give me an heir. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, yes, in the Quran, Ya Zakariya, Inna nubashiruka bi-gulamin ismuhu Yahya lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. But oh Zakariya, because you assumed good from us, then even at this age where it looks biologically impossible, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you the glad tidings of a baby, not just any baby, but a baby that we have named him to be Yahya. Even the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he was migrating from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara, and he was there in Ghari Sawr, in the cave of Sawr, with his most beloved friend Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, and he said to him, his messenger, his friend, he said, Ya Rasulullah, if they lower their heads, because I'm right above them, if they lower their heads, they will see us undoubtedly. And look at the response of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, what do you assume of two when Allah azza wa jal is the third amongst them? Ma zannuka bisnain. Zann. Listen to that word. Ma zannuka bisnain. Allahu thalithuhuma. What do you assume of two people when Allah azza wa jal is the third? Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Assume the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah azza wa jal said, لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه. But do not worry, do not grieve, because you assume the best in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave you ease. So going through any financial hardship, have husn zan billah. Know that Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That there is no creature on the face of the earth except that Allah, the Ar-Razzaq, will provide for you, no matter the calamity, no matter the financial difficulty. Maintain husn al-zan in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking for a job, maintain husn al-zan billahi azza wa jal. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. High in the heavens is your provision that has been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can take away your rizq. Have husn al-zan, know that that rizq will descend, it will come to you when you work hard in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are feeling sick, have husn al-zan billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. Know that when you are sick, whenever you have any ailment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall cure you when you take by the means. When you are feeling any grief, any sadness, any problems, maintain husn al-zan billahi azza wa jal. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who responds to the desperate when he calls upon him, and he is the one, وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ, and the one who removes the evil, the one who removes all the difficulty in your life. Know that Allah azza wa jal will always listen, and he will always respond. But you need to have husnul zan billahi azza wa jal. Even if you are from those who have sinned immensely within your life, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Even though if you have sinned, have husnul zan billahi azza wa jal, and know that he will forgive you. You want a real example, a live example of husnul zan billahi today, at this very moment in time, look to our brothers and look to our sisters and look to our children in Gaza today. They are being bombed, they are being assassinated, they are being gassed, they are being starved, killed, tortured, and so much. But they continue to have the best assumption, the best opinion in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they know when Allah azza wa jalla stated, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا دَعَانَ. They know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them. They remember that hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam when he stated, لا يموتن أحدكم إلا وهو يحسن الظن بالله. None of you should die except in a state of Islam, but accept that also that you have perfected your zan, your opinion in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best and most positive opinion in Allah azza wa jal. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to correct our zan bin nas, but more importantly correct and purify our zan billahi azza wa jal. Wa qul qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khayran.